person in our interview number two. Blake Michimore worked for a logistics company for the past 2 years, scheduling and providing customer service to clients. He moved with the job to Moore, Oklahoma, at the beginning of the year. At the end of March, he figured out he was getting fired when he noticed the company had cashed out his vacation pay. "I was not expecting it," says the 38-year-old, who's been in the transportation business for 15 years. "It's what I've always done. Logistics was a high-growth sector with perennial worker shortages, so the pay was good," he says. One of the anomalies of the recent expansion was that workers without college degrees actually saw a faster pace of wage gains than recent graduates. "I've done fairly well for myself without a degree," Michimore says. He says he's considered going back to school, but isn't certain he'd earn back the investment. He filed for unemployment, but his estimated entitlement came back at $0. He can't figure out why, since no one at the inundated state benefits office picks up the phone. So he's living off some severance and the federal government's $1,200 stimulus check. Without jobless benefits, things can only go on so long like this, he says. Michimore says he's desperate to get back to work, despite the health risk. "I would be prepared to go back, lockdown or not, because I have to. I felt like I was on my way to making it," says Maxwell Rogan. This is number three. About a month after being laid off over a Zoom call, the 26-year-old Brooklyn, New York resident had imagined he'd grow along with his company, a startup that sold staffing software to restaurants, eventually gaining equity. "I saw myself becoming a manager in 6 months.